9 South Bompard Avenue, the Emmanuel Episcopal Church. In 1857, Richard and Angelica Lockwood set aside land for an Episcopal church like the one of Angelica's childhood in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. A depression and the Civil War intervened. But as soon as the war was over, the Lockwoods hired Henry Isaacs to build their Gothic Revival church with pointed arches, lancet windows, and stone buttresses. Isaacs had studied architecture under Richard Upjohn of New York, and he built many fine homes and commercial buildings in St. Louis. When Emmanuel was constructed in 1866, Jeannie Lockwood, who was 7 or 8 years old at the time, was the same height as the metal cross on top of the steeple. The oldest stained glass memorial window in the church, depicting a crown and a cross with thorns, is a memorial to Maurice Blaine, a friend of the Lockwood boys. He often came out to hunt with the Lockwood boys. On August 27, 1866, when he was only 16, he tripped going up the porch steps and his gun discharged, killing him. Three of the memorial windows from the 1950s and the 1960s were made by the great St. Louis stained glass artist, Emil Fry. At the turn of the century, Emmanuel Episcopal Church had an outstanding music program under the direction of William Jenkins, father of Hollywood composer Gordon Jenkins. The combined adult choir and boys' choir sang at the monthly evensong to a packed house. Emmanuel Episcopal Church had major additions to its building in 1890, 1906, 1915, 1933, 1947, 1952, and finally in 1965, the new sanctuary was added. The little original church is nestled at the back of the present sanctuary on the Lockwood Avenue side. Continue north on Bompard to Lockwood Avenue and turn left. On your left is more of Webster University campus. Walk up the Circle Drive to take a closer look at the National Historic Register buildings.